So this morning, I have the fun task of talking about rest. It's an odd thing to talk about rest after our denomination has made a decision to exclude a whole group of people that we love and that God loves. So I was thinking about how I needed to talk about rest this week. And I was doing great, resting on my vacation. And then this happened. And then my feelings started to come. And here I am, figuring out how to talk about rest. How do we rest when we want to cry and scream and yell and fight? But maybe we need the rest. Have you ever had a fight with someone and knew if you didn't walk away and pray about what was going on, you were going to say something you regretted? Yeah. Maybe we need to rest because we all need some time to feel and we all need some time to reflect. A prayer for when you just can't. God, who is with us when we have no words. Amen. But maybe we need the rest because we all need to feel and reflect. Now, this rest might take more than one literal day. Rest and feelings and reflecting and prayer, recouping takes as long as we need. Rest is good. In Exodus, we hear from God the Ten Commandments. We are told we have 6 days of work and 1 day of rest. The Israelites were slaves in Egypt, and God remembered the hardship of God's beloved people. In fact, God began the commandments by saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. In the Ten Commandments, God gives direction for a more balanced life. 6 days of work, 1 day of rest for everyone, every creature. How good are we at this? Are we good at this or not so good? Some are not so good, some are pretty good. This mirrors the activity of God's creation in the world, God's creation of the world in Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 through 3. On the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. God hallowed it. Therefore, the rest from work is the first thing sacred. The Sabbath commemorates God's rest, functions as a sign for the covenant, and allows Israel to be refreshed by its sacred time. This particular Israelite practice is hidden in the structure of creation. Keep, observe, hallow the Sabbath. By observing the Sabbath, one does what God does. The Sabbath for most Christians means Sunday, but I am personally giving you, all of you, permission to call a Sabbath day any day you need sacred rest. Because God said, rest is good. Why do we rest? How did God knew we needed the balance of days of work and days of rest? We rest and recoup because after the seventh day of rest, we have another day. Right? We have Monday through Sunday. Sunday is the seventh day. But what happens on the next day after Sunday? There's another day. It's day one. We have the first day again. We rest and recoup so we are ready to get to work on day one. We are ready to seek justice and walk humbly with our God. So, take time to rest so you are ready for the work that is to come. Amen.